episode 20 of I Got You Bad. Welcome back, y'all. Ah,
yay. So, episode 20 of this season.
Look at us. Yep.
Of this season, just I believe
out here.
So.
We just be growing and we doing shit.
Yeah.
Our community, our little fam. Hey, y'all.
Yeah, I think we about to wrap it up in a minute for this season. We'll see.
Yeah, 20 episodes is a lot.
Yep.
I know.
Good job.
How y'all been? What's been going on?
Child, not still this bag. So if y'all have any tips and tricks, so the next time that did you know that you could throw your back out by sitting wrong? That feel like some like geriatric shit that I didn't think was gonna be part of my life story at the age of 35 going on 36. Because it's not like I was out there in the field lifting or on the farm throwing bales of hay, and you know, I wasn't out there tending to nothing out on the front 40.
Did you take some DuPont today?
Yes, every day. So this is there's this little Greek man in Greece. We were at this watch store and I was trying to sit down, but my back was hurting because I had just got knocked over, mind you. And he was like, "What's wrong?" I said, "Oh, I just slipped a disc in my back and it's a little inflamed." He cut me off. He looks at me and goes, "DuPont." I said, "Excuse me?" He says, "DuPont." I said, "What's DuPont?" He said, "You go to the pharmacy, you get DuPont." Okay, sir, but what does that mean? And he says, "For your back and your pain, you go to the store, you get DuPont. You ask them for the cream, they will know. You use it." I said, "Okay." It was giving very much magical Negro, but in Greek type situation. So, sure enough, I went to the pharmacy the next day, got some DuPont, and I asked the lady, "Do you have a cream?" And she was like, she went and got this cream. And when I got back, I took this DuPont, put the cream on, baby. I was twerking 20 seconds. We was doing the Cuff It Challenge with Beyonce, all types of stuff within seconds of the DuPont. Do you know I came back from Greece with 5 bottles of it?
I was about to say, like, so did we get more?
You bought some DuPont. It tastes horrible because they come in these big ass tabs like Alka-Seltzer. So you got to drop it in the water. But honestly, if you're the type of person that's like, that likes what's not still water, sparkling water anyway.
Seltzer water.
That's what it tastes like. But I hate seltzer water.
Is this like an aspirin of sort? Like, what is
it? It's some type of magical, their version of acetaminophen, Tylenol, pain relief, painkiller, which, you know, I can only take because of my blood pressure or whatever. But
right.
Baby, you get some DuPont and the cream, they will know.
DuPont. Okay.
DuPont.
DuPont and the cream.
I don't even know how we got here, but that's how I'm doing.
Did we introduce ourselves?
I don't know.
No, we didn't.
Clearly, I'm Doc with the bad back. And I got no booty, too. So it's like I got a double issue. Dang.
You was twerking. I saw that little thing flying in the wind. You was
double homicide. I ain't got no booty, but your back out.
You was good. You was having a good time out there, twerking on the islands. Introduce yourself, Brother Bear.
I am Will, the editor, producer, man of this podcast.
What does that mean?
Man.
Like little man, man.
Right. Man. You call man whenever you need something done because you do everything.
There you go.
Right? Hello? So maybe that's just a Detroit thing. I don't know, because I knew that. I understood it as soon as he said it. Like, I truly got it.
There you go.
Well, this moment in Black cultural history was brought to mind.
Blackness, everybody.
In the 313.
And I'm your nigga, Eartha Clit, a.k.a. Dez.
You need to be stopped immediately.
What?
Immediately. What? You need to stop.
So people on Twitter. People on Twitter. That's somebody's Twitter name, one of my crushes on Twitter. Yes, she knows. I love her. Lord. She's amazing. And she just be hoeing niggas out on Twitter. And I just be like,
okay. Okie dokie, smokey.
Yeah. Well, we're back. Welcome back to episode 20.
Dez had to pause so he could just reminisce about all the things that he's seen.
Oh, I got you. We been gone. We, you know, life been life and things been thanging.
It's been too long.
Housekeeping. We are going to be on Pornhub next month.
Yes, we are. Right. Is it next month or is it
the month? Yeah, she said November.
Sometime soon.
We went over to Fairy Sex Mother's house. Her side of the intranet, and we played with her. Had an amazing episode. So
it's nice over there.
That I know, right? Wait. So I'm gonna be on Pornhub, and I ain't gotta show no hoe. Oh my god.
Anywho, moving right along.
We gonna dive right into the episode. Then let's get into it and start off with this good old foolery. And this week's foolery is swinger symbols. Can we update these?
Please, because the one you just showed me was concerning. I thought... My first thing, I said, what in the Third Reich is this? I didn't know what was going on. I was very concerned. I was ready to be offended, to tell you the truth. I was ready to be... Oh, hell no. Nah. Burn it down. Pick a new one. Explained it and it had the little things, I was like, okay, now I see the swing and the circle, because it's a circle. And then like this thing, and then this
thing. But the color red and black.
I was ready to be disgusted on behalf of several historically excluded communities. We was about to riot together.
Yeah,
in the street.
I thought as soon as you pulled it up, in a German man was gonna pop out. Does this screen share, like I'm in a Zoom meeting, so
people can see this?
No, it doesn't. We'll post it on. Should we post it on the Instagram?
Can you make it like pop up or something in the corner?
Yeah.
I can pull it up. I was like, what is this?
Then you tried to tell me it was a pineapple.
So let's start off with the fact that historically, swinger sex symbols have been like a pineapple upside down.
Why though?
A pineapple upside down. Well, pineapple is the symbol for hospitality.
Of course your ass knows this. So a pineapple is a symbol of hospitality. Like that's like literally first day of class, you learn that. Hospitality and, you know, swingers and all that stuff just for some reason naturally match up. And so they just invert it. So when you are on a cruise, when you are at your sandals resorts and stuff like that, the people that like have on the upside down upside down pineapple necklaces or the charm on the bracelet. It's spooky season, whatever. The charms on the bracelets, or you'll see like a sticker or a magnet on their door. If it's right side up, they're not looking for anything at that point in time. But when they invert it, this goes back to our other episode, a little bit of cruising. So straight niggas be cruising too. I just realized that. Good God.
Yes. Everybody be doing it, Des. Anything you can do, I can do better.
I truly thought cruising was exclusive to the homosexual community.
No. Hmm. No. Creeping been creeping since.
Y'all, if you listen to the last episode, you literally heard me in real time find out that women cruise too. And that shit is really still taking me down right now.
Happening.
We talking about it on Twitter too.
Y'all are shit.
But I mean, that's wild. But then I get, on Bridgerton, would that be cruising? Back in the day? Sorry, Will gonna cuss me out for the tangent. Back to
and I'm really sitting here trying to process like,
It's see,
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Listen, we don't get it.
Red fish, blue fish. Go ahead.
So we were talking about just like the symbols of swingers and how there are no real like nice ones or fun ones or...
So the one that pisses me off, other than the one that you just showed us, is I hate the Queen of Spades one. Like, fuck you.
What?
That one's real. We talked about that. That one's real racial.
Yeah.
Queen of Spades. Hold on. Yeah. What?
Queen of Spades.
Get into it. Get into it. Think about it.
Queen of Spades.
Yes.
So I found out at work, of course, about this like spade, like women that'll wear like a spades charm or whatever. And I found out that it sometimes lends itself to like cuckold stuff. Mm-hmm. And like he likes to watch her have sex with men, with multiple people or whatever. But then when you Google it, it's very racial, very white woman getting bussed down by a bunch of black men. And right. The white man is like sitting in the corner, beating off, using his tears as lubricant type of thing.
Okay.
Like, so
I mean,
it's like,
I pulled it up, you don't see anybody but white women.
Yeah,
and
no,
then oddly, while we over here playing, oddly, what came up too was a lot of Nazi symbolism just pulled up on top of it too. So I don't know where the internet made that intersection at, but we just need
to. This is the new symbol that we just found.
Yeah. And again, I didn't see the pineapple. I still do not, but I get
it. So I see the upside down pineapple.
So that's where the fuzzies would be at the bottom.
Yeah, exactly, at the bottom. So I under, like, in my head. Right, in my head, I can see it. But then that picture led to this picture.
Yeah, and that seems like too much. That seems
it's giving Gilead. It's giving Handmaid's Tale.
Wow.
It's giving cultish.
Under his eye, the big brown one.
And then I'm like, look at the pointed hands.
Is it pointing at the person? Yeah. So is this like hoo doo doo? And then you got to go throw your signs up real quick. And you got to point to the person. Y'all gotta be, and if they don't clap three times or something, and turn in the circle. Sorry.
But like, if you, those fingers look kind of young, or is it just me?
Okay, so we're gonna, yeah, let's find something, kids. Let's find something else. And I don't know what it would even be. Like, I don't even have a suggestion on a replacement.
Like another thing is like the black ring that's supposed to be a symbol.
What if you just like black?
Yeah,
I like black.
Like, that's supposed to be another thing.
Do you know how many emo people I know that were goth people I know, or people that just like black? Hell, the wedding band I was looking at was black, and it didn't mean nothing other than Lila like black.
Oh, yeah. Okay, wait. So, sitting here continuing to dig. Don't need their names up there. Okay, y'all need to stop texting me right now. Hold on, I'm sorry. Because I don't want their names popping up on the thing. So, it's supposed to be like all the, you see it now?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's supposed to be a...
That looks very Celtic.
...mashup. It now does.
It's giving Celtic.
Yeah, no, I'm not feeling it.
We just got to find... Community, what is... We got any graphic designers in the community? Anybody who works plenty. Really good plenty. At, like, you know, Microsoft Publisher? Anybody good at Canva? Something.
We like, tell me that's now. Not... Tell me that's not a V for Vendetta or some shit. Like, that's
like I said, I thought it was, we was about to have to storm the castle. I didn't know what was going on.
It's giving cult to me. I don't like that.
I don't care for it. But I get it now that it's been pointed out to me what it is. I get it. But I just wonder, did we have other, is there a vote we can take? Is there like a, maybe a arts project we can do where we take our best 20?
And why? What was there?
I'm sure it's some organization that they're trying to get this, like you said, trying to get it off the ground and trying to get this, like, this is the thing, which, you know, if you can do it, I'm sure it's a whole lot of money behind that.
Right.
I am not feeling that at all. And I don't feel none of it. I don't feel none of the symbols really. Like, I know pineapple has always been around for a million years.
See, but I would have just been like, oh, they watch Psych like me. Because that's where it comes from. So on TV show I like called Psych, one of the like running gags is the pineapple. And you just find them in random places in the episode, upside down, left, right up, whatever. But I would just be like, oh, Psych. See, like my goofy ass would have never even went there. My ass was thinking about my damn TV show. So I'd be like, oh, you like Psych too? And they would have been like, what? Too much.
And then another one is the gnomes, like
gnomes
in front of people's houses. Yeah.
Oh, roaming gnomes because they roam.
I don't know the meaning behind it. I just know that it's like if somebody has gnomes or pink flamingos, it's like.
Then that means they're an old person that lives
flamingos.
In Florida.
Yeah, pink flamingos. That's supposed to be a symbol.
That means they live in Florida. That's all that means.
I know someone who literally, like, she just loves flamingos, and she's just, like, one of those pure of heart people. She ain't into that. Oh, my God.
Right. That's why. This is what I'm saying. Like, there is
swingers
no,
can be pure of heart, too.
They can. But, you know, there are people that just like pink flamingos and no.
So, again, is there a committee? How do we vote? Is there an Instagram page we can follow?
Where does Gollum eat?
I need to know, because I just need to be part of the decision-making process. Like, what other options do we have?
We got to do something. Like,
we got to do better.
Because the colors matter. Like, just this sitting here
colors
on the screen, I'm just like,
matter.
This is really giving.
Yeah, red and black, like, that's very aggressive. That doesn't say fun times.
But then I get the red and black for inclusivity.
I get the red and black too. But also, maybe it's just because my brain went hardcore one way the first time I saw it. It's really hard for me right now to change it over. Maybe that's it. I made too much association to something else, and now it's just like.
And like our souls just won't sit. It's stirring.
It's not sitting in my spirit well. And I can't explain why. I just know that I'm not seeing it for it. Mm-hmm. But I'm happy to be part of the committee to make other choices.
Is it iconography that's always represented within racism or something?
Ugh, child. Yes, this is a lot.
See, just down with racism.
Yeah, boo.
I can't even be out here just be like a good hoe with a nice symbol because there's always some racist shit attached to it. Damn. I just want to bust a wide open.
Okay, next topic. We're moving on. You know, Desmond be real, you know,
I'm saying. Fine. Well, on to our fuckery for the episode, which this week is sex worker of the episode. I got mine.
Okay, you go ahead.
All right. Mine this week on the Twitters, because you know I love me a Twitter, is Trap Throat. And that's
Trap Throat. Nice. That definitely sounds like some shit that you would be into. I approve. Continue.
I'm not going to be shamed. Okay. Thank you.
I said continue.
His at is at Master Throat number 4. So that's MASTER THROAT 4. And his profile reads Throat for Bros, DL, discreet by curious first time. Hit me up completely confidential. Nobody got to know, bro.
You know, hey, live your life. Sniffies. Dim, dim, dim.
Boom. We need to.
Okay, can you pull up the sniffies on your side too? Because. But honestly, yes, live your life, beloved. I'm here for it.
But yeah, he just be out here just gobstopping and snatching souls. And
maybe it's just because I just got done talking about that damn TV show, movie that you like? Willy Wonka.
The Gobstoppers.
Me and him was in the grocery store talking about this damn TV show, movie for like 10 minutes yesterday.
Child, why are they cruising at the park right now?
Wait, what?
Down the street. Oh, I swear. See.
Okay, Desmond.
Look, you told me to pull it up.
All right. So my person is that whore Lior. And that's Twitter. What? On Twitter, it's at THAT that. Whore, WHORE, Lior, LIOR.
Don't show it. That's you butt naked.
Exactly. I like it. And we go in the lingerie. Mm-hmm. You know, we love the lingerie look. But pegging Princess slut, Lior. Pansexual, kinky. It says I charge men extra, so they leave me alone. You know what? I get it. I totally get it. But definitely also somebody who be out here supporting the folks in the fam and supporting other folks' content. But again, their content alone, phenomenal.
Deep throating.
What are you
this
watching?
Man in a Clover's costume.
I see this now. I see it now. Like, I wanted to be that for Halloween so bad one year, but I was not willing to suck my stomach in, so it was just not gonna happen.
And it was cold. That's the other reason why you didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. And it was cold.
I didn't feel like sucking my stomach because a hoe never gets cold.
No, it was really cold.
Cardi said,
"Hoes never get cold."
Sheesh. But yeah, please look up that Whore Lior. Amazing content, amazing supporter of other people's content. Definitely out here in these streets and appreciating it.
I definitely just reshared porn on my main page. My bad.
And this is why I be having to mail it to myself from my other page so that I could look up.
And I thought that's what I did.
Making sure I don't like stuff or reshare it, because that's what I have a whole other page for that everybody I know don't follow me on.
All right. Well, mine is Star Devereaux. And on Twitter's, it's at your favorite, your fave redhead 01.
You need me to read it for you?
YAFAVEREDHEAD 01. Mm-hmm. I can read, woman.
I wanted to see the picture. Why nobody talking about your look Detroit at, education?
Look it up on your phone, nigga.
Rude.
Look it up on your phone.
Desmond, you know how I feel about y'all.
Wrestling, books, gaming, look at Desmond's anime, face. Comic
books. I'm like, you know I love a black ginger. Come on
Star
now.
Star Wars life.
Lord.
And she dresses up in different outfits. She did one with Dexter's mom.
Now you made Des kick his little feet. Look at him. Can't even help himself. Close your mouth, Des.
I'm following
close it
right now.
Close your mouth.
You know I love a black redhead. You know I want to marry a black ginger.
Okay.
Well, she got the freckles and all of that for you.
I see. And I'm going straight. Where's her? How come her Instagram doesn't work?
I think her Instagram got removed.
That's that bullshit.
So she was we're not going to talk about that though, right?
She was one that I wanted to highlight before her Instagram. Uh-huh.
We're not going to talk about Twitter now being owned by other people, so it's going to impact what's on Twitter.
We'll see.
Well, it's already we'll that could be a Patreon conversation.
Okay. Because I was just thinking, like, dang, are we going to be able to find people? What's going to happen? I'm worried about people's content and their monetization. You know what I mean? I was really like, damn, that's going to fuck some people up.
And then hopefully
he leaves
Instagram,
it alone. That's all we can hope for.
Well, that ain't know the new black platform that just popped up. I added myself on that one too. So
which one?
Called Blam
Fam. Which one? Send it to me.
Blam Fam.
BLAA. I'll send it to y'all. But it is. It's a black created social media thing.
Speaking of black created, while we're here, just before
I was about to text you. See,
so I don't forget. Go ahead and come on over to Excite Bunny. We're going to put some more stuff up on there. But come on over to Excite Bunny. Follow us on there. Sign up for it. Sign up and follow us over there. We might have to start putting some things over there besides Twitter. We'll see how it go. Mm-hmm. But another black owned. It's like OnlyFans, but black owned.
Mm. Okay.
And we are trying, you know, we are working within our community to keep our community thriving. So
that's right.
You
let that dollar circulate.
Okay. And we would love to work with them.
Hint, hint, wink, wink. Real subtle.
You know, maybe one day we'll get there. We'll get to that point.
All right, y'all.
We could be
our...
like our good friend, Fairy Sex Mother.
Don't we just love her?
Yes. Okay.
A true gem.
Boom. Thank you. Got that.
All right, babies. Boom. I sent it to y'all. So while y'all do that, what's the next topic?
We're going to wrap it up today with our fuckery of the episode, which is, I missed it. Why did I do that?
You closed it too fast.
Straight up. What's sexy and what will be sexy in 2023?
Well, people who know how to wash their damn asshole in the fucking shower.
Well, I could say
y'all got Eric Benet out here telling y'all to wash y'all assholes. Eric the Benet.
Wait a minute, what? What I mean?
Y'all did
this happen while I was gone? Baby, because so, you know again, your phone don't really work when you out of the country because you only get so much interwebs.
Oh, no. This happened within, like, the past, like, 2 days.
I missed it, child.
There was, the whole conversation topic of men washing came up again. And a white woman did, like, a live TikTok. And this her boyfriend pretty much let the world know that she is with a nasty motherfucker. And she was so embarrassed, but she still posted. So because of this, that went viral because, of course, whiteness. And Eric Benet decided to go ahead.
That's just so random to me. So random.
It was like, straight men, we need to do better. Please stop this. Like, wash y'all. Like, Eric Benet is out here pleading with motherfuckers to wash
their asses.
What is this?
That's one thing that's not sexy right now is straight men. I mean, y'all, damn.
Can we? But you belong to the community. Them your people.
Yeah, but I mean, shit. Y'all make it so hard.
He's tired. Okay. Yeah. He taking all the bullets too.
Hey, what's going on? Straight man, get away!
boo, tomato, tomato.
Like, damn. You know what? I understand.
I'm not like them.
You know, I can't even be like that. You just gotta eat that. Like,
you definitely don't need to not all men this either. Like, you can't be up in there not all men and nothing.
Right, right.
The Lord knows we so tired of hearing that shit too. Just do better.
It ain't all of us.
And this isn't to say there are some people who are into that. Good for you. But there are lots of us who want you to wash your ass. And it is okay to spread them cheeks and put that finger up in there and wiggle your stiggles around it so you can get your stuff cleaned out.
As soon as you said wiggle a finger, the homo shit.
And the thing is, it's not even.
How is it even like to wash your own ass? No one asked you to ask your homeboy to do it. I am confusion because, again, it just does not make sense to me. Wash your own ass. That's what would be sexy in 2023 is for the people who are into this kind of thing, me being one of them, personal hygiene, when you have access and the ability to use and do stuff, do it. If your reason for not doing something is because you're homophobic as hell, see a therapist. That's going to be sexy in 2023 too. Get some fucking help. Go sit down and talk to somebody. Yeah, forgive your mama and your daddy for how they didn't love on you so you can stop putting that trauma onto the rest of us, okay? Let that shit go. Move on.
Hey.
Oh, you grown now. Make your own choices. Can't be mad at niggas for the rest of your life. Come on.
And the thing is, the shit is universal. Like, even overseas, like, we're talking to Greece women. And
Greece women? You mean Greek women?
Greek women, yes. Greece.
Oh, Lord. Greek, straight man taking Greek. Another L. Five on the back.
Great greasy granny. Great greasy granny. Anyway, we were talking to them and like how are Greek men? Terrible.
She didn't even let him finish the whole sentence. I don't even remember how this came up, but it was like him, Tiff, like who else was over there with us asking all these questions? He was like, no. Was like, what?
How are Greek men? Terrible.
Damn, really?
It's like, well, how are Greek women?
Beauty.
Love.
Beauty.
Honestly, that's probably why I ended up buying so much stuff in her store. Because the personality just did it for me. And that's how I ended up getting that calamari at that other place that wasn't even good.
Oh, with calamari with, wasn't good. Little baby sister girl.
Mm-hmm.
Little 22-year-old.
Chad, we'll tell you about it when we're done recording.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, as hygiene goes, yes, for 2023, I'm going to say something that, like, can be taken and left in 2022.
Mm.
And that's you niggas and the foot fetish. I'm not shaming anyone. Yes,
you have to let people live their lives.
No kink shame.
You have to let people.
I'm not kink shaming. But what I'm saying is leave it in 2022 when it comes to me.
When it comes to you. Well, yeah, you know, people always try to.
Do people be sending you their feet or they be trying to get you to put your feet on the internet?
All when I tell you D, all of the above.
Okay, so you don't want to make this money? We said we were just planning a trip.
A motherfucker said, I have sexy lips and his toes would look good in my mouth.
Yes, Lee, and now put that shit on the internet so that we can afford this fucking trip to Bali. Lee,
now, if get he said that I want to see your feet, okay.
When I tell you, when I tell you the way I was ready to find this person and shiv them.
Why do you have to Liam Neeson everybody?
That is rude, unnecessary, uncalled for, and nasty.
Fine.
Just hooking somebody.
I'm just trying to pay for this trip,
Dez.
I'm just trying to pay for this trip. That's all.
I will do a lot of things in life, a lot of gutter butt trifling things, but it won't be that.
It okay, will never Barry. Be that. First of all,
it will never be that. Do you understand
first
me?
Of all,
I will post. I will post my hole on my regular Twitter first.
This has been the last episode of the season. Thank you all for coming out. I don't even know what to say after that because I'm about to go.
Wait, no, Will did put his in there. Will did put his in there.
Continue.
Now, I just found out about this. Hold on, this word.
Word.
Yeah, it's a
wording. It's is a hard. Kink.
No, it's a kink.
And we want this in 2023.
Fidelia. Mm-hmm. No, I'm trying to remember because now it's gone off my phone for some reason.
These phones been tripping lately. I don't know what's up with them. Maybe it's a new iPhone coming out, so they tripping on purpose.
Oculophilia.
Oculo means eyes.
Eyes, yeah.
Oculophilia means fetish.
Yeah.
So they fetish? Squirt people in the eyes on?
No, so there's different level. There is different levels to the shit. I'm not to the level where the classic seems like the classic definition is like the licking of eyes.
No. I knew you were going to go to this.
I'm not that far, but I do love.
Your optometrist
eyes.
Does not recommend this at all. And you hold, it'd be like that lady that didn't know she had any contacts and she had 13 sets of contacts in the back of her eye.
Why you send me that? Her just repeeling them out.
And they were like, green and yellow because they had damn near putrefied in there from her
and
brain.
I'm like, how does that happen? Like, she obviously had Alzheimer's or something.
Something was going on that mama was not remembering, or ooh, she just genuinely thought they were disintegrating. I don't, you know, but hey. So you like, brought up eye shit, and now here we are.
Yeah, but not that. Shit. Nigga, damn.
Y'all be so squeamish about everything.
I'm not squeamish about a lot of things.
You just said look at eyeballs and y'all didn't make no move, but no. I said contact.
No, I've been squirming just from the licking of eyeballs because I've seen that. And I don't understand it. And I don't want to, like, what?
I saw somebody do it, try to get a parasite out of somebody's eye one time.
So I get that. But I'm saying on the fetish side of just here, let me, like all like. Mm.
I don't want to. Don't come near my eyeballs. But like extreme eye contact. I'm for that. Mm. Like that is sexy. I think I am into that.
Yes,
I'm into that. Like heavy eye contact.
I'm a sucker for a sexy pair of eyes. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's sexy to me. That's a thing. That's a thing. I am part of that community. Not the licking. I don't want to lick your eyes. But I will look you in your eyes. Look.
Okay.
Look.
Look. L-O-O-K.
Oh, Lord. Sacred Jesus.
Same amount of letters, but different.
Every day, we stray further and further from God's grace.
I want to add in also just, I'm going to say again for me personally, 2023, I'm going to start going to more kink events.
I think I want to do that too, but make it international.
I want to be at home first before I
start.
We've been to stuff at home. We've been to stuff here. It's been years.
Been to garbage. We've been to trash.
Find better.
We've been to hell.
Find better.
We've been to Hades. Okay. Here.
This shit we right here, to nigga.
Satan's back. This y'all. Shit
that's right why here, we gotta go. This shit we gotta go. We gotta go to the ones in DC. We gotta link up with Fairy Sex Mother, and we gotta.
This is why you really trying to move to DC, Madge. William. Tell no,
we gotta link up with Madge and Fairy Sex Mother. And we gotta go to something.
So when's another one happening? So we can be on time for looking at where it is, the guest list, and doing all of that. Because if it's in the country, then
yeah, oh, there's plenty of them. Hell, Folsom.
In Chica-
Folsom
not in Chicago.
Just got
I don't
done.
See no black people in Chicago. Not one.
So we're going to have to go to D.C. and to...
But why not? Why, what's wrong with... Chicago,
I'm sure it happens.
It's 4
sure
million
happens.
People that live in this city.
I'm sure it happens. It's just that. My like thing the ones is, you want to go to
why
are
not
way
here
more
in Detroit? We need to start throwing parties in Detroit. Because I think we can. Y'all need to
I hear that there. I hear that the Detroit has a scene, but it's like, do you want to go there?
Where?
What's that mean?
Tell me about it. Because
No, I'm saying, like, is it a party like just like the ones that we went to? Do you want
to
be
well that's
there?
What I'm saying we need to we you know I can curate an event we need to start doing things here then we need
because I've been
well we can
I've
that.
Been to ones in Detroit back in the day
and now that I know my
you don't
want to
you didn't
want to
be there
on a quarter tank of gas
no like we need to do some exclusive guest list like that's what I'm trying to get into
all
yeah,
right
I've
well,
been like crack cocaine being smoked over there in the corner I've been to ones
see,
in Detroit
no.
Back
okay.
in the day.
No. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on another episode of I Got You Pegged. Brought to you by the lovely sponsors at Not Doing That Shit No More. All right, peace out.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, well, I guess we're going to end it there.
Thank y'all for coming. Listen to another episode of I Got You Pegged. Mm-hmm. Make sure. Thank you to our Peggies. Thank mm-hmm. you to our Peggies.
Yeah.
You all are getting pre-show content with other interviews. All of these ridiculous ass videos are up there for you with more content mm-hmm. coming. Make sure to follow us, like, subscribe, share, tell your mama, tell your friend, you know, tell whoever. Tell your lover.
Tell whoever you think would enjoy this shit. Come on, y'all. We're trying to get to the
even if they wouldn't
enjoy
it, just tell them about it because maybe they need to learn to be better people and have better sex in life.
Exactly.
And, you know, little things like that. Make sure to shout out all of the people that we shout out. Tell them that we sent you. And until next time, we will see y'all later. Bye. Yeah.